Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode, episode 704, you're going to be guided in a meditation to focus your breath, to release distracting thoughts. So our theme this week is stopping distracting thoughts in their tracks. And every day we're exploring a different meditation technique to help you release distracting thoughts. You can find all the techniques over at my website at sipandom.com. There you can go to the Stop Distracting Thoughts meditation series, and you'll see all the techniques and meditations. And you may also join our free private Facebook group. And to do that, probably the best way, you can go on my website, of course, in any resource section of any podcast, or rather weekly series, or many people send me a message on Sipinome's Facebook page saying, hey, please add me to the private group, and I will gladly add you there. We do weekly challenges customized around the weekly theme. So this week we are doing a release and stop your distracting thoughts challenge. So I've also been leaving useful tips for you to practice this week as you do the Stop Distracting Thoughts meditation series. And I've been following an article from Psychology Today, and I link to that article on the website, so you can go ahead and take a look at that. And the article is, Your Brain is Nagging You. Here are 5 ways to make it stop. And it goes through and talks about how researchers have discovered that our brains need completion. So distracting thoughts are usually having to do with a sense of incompletion, something that you left undone, even something relatively minor that you might think is not such a big deal. In fact, I shared where there were 2 groups of participants who were asked to complete a puzzle. The first group, as they were completing a puzzle, they were taken away to work on another task, which they were allowed to complete. And they were asked to make note of when they thought about the puzzle. And the second group was a group of participants who were actually allowed to complete the whole puzzle. And then after they completed the puzzle, they were given a different task to do and to complete. And they were asked how many times they thought of the puzzle as they were doing the other task. Well, what researchers discovered was that in the first group, the group where the participants had been pulled away from completing the puzzle, those participants thought about the puzzle at least once a minute. And the other group that was allowed to complete the puzzle before they moved on to another task, they didn't really think about the puzzle. So our brain really wants us to complete things that we begin. There is something to this where you start something and you don't want to stop. You may not even be pulled away from it until you complete it. And there's really something to this, something wired in your brain. So as you go through this week's meditation series, keep this in mind. Think about things, even things that might seem insignificant. Think about what you could do to give yourself a sense of completion. And I left an important tip with you from this research as well about how it's vital for you to think about those thoughts that are distracting and to become aware of them and to consider what is causing these thoughts. Many times we try to push aside distracting thoughts, and that doesn't work. They'll continue to distract us until we give them some kind of completion. Even if you move on to other activities or other projects or other situations, whatever the case may be, it's very important to give yourself a sense of completion, even if you reason it out in your mind why something is the way it is, why you're being distracted. So really pay attention this week. That's your challenge. Pay attention to distracting thoughts. And our affirmation this week is to allow these thoughts. I allow this thought. I allow this thought. Well, now you're going to put a breathing technique, and I'm going to reveal to you a second tip to help you release distracting thoughts. So this tip I'd like you to keep in mind as you do the breathing technique. This tip is to assign yourself a worry time. If you could consider how your thoughts may nag at you and distract you all day long, kind of like a pain or a kink you might have in your back or in your leg, or even a headache that you have that's just kind of nagging at you, it won't let up. Will your thoughts do the same thing to you? And so if you can spend a little time with those nagging thoughts, then this will help you to release those thoughts. So you could even do this by journaling, writing down the thought, writing down what's distracting you or what's bothering you. Just that act of writing it down, or just use your, this is what I'm going to be doing this week as I go through this series with you. I do this series right along with you. This is actually my own meditation that I share with you. So what I'll be doing is using my phone, my smartphone, and I have an audio recording on that where I'm just going to record the audio in Evernote, and I'm just going to call it my distracting thoughts for the week. So you could even do it for the day. Now, you could always journal this, where you have a journal and you write down the thoughts that are distracting you. And just that act of doing this can help you to release the thoughts. And you could, of course, spend time with the distracting thoughts as you meditate each day this week. 5, 10, or 15 minutes of worrying about your distracting thought, or kind of wrestling with it, or whatever the case may be for you. That's about all the time you need to process this thought. And when you process it, you lay it to rest. Now, it might not be laid to rest completely, but you will have started the process and it will distract you less. And just know that you may not come up with a solution for every distracting thought you have. Some distracting thoughts are pretty easy to manage once you really consider them. You can pretty much think of a way to give them some closure. But some thoughts, you might not have all the answers yet. You might need more information. But if you could just kind of think of yourself as, okay, I understand this is something that's been bothering me, but I just don't have all the information that I need yet in order to really close this thought out or to process it. So just kind of file it away and know that you'll come back to it. What you're going to find is a great sense of relief. So this is a really important technique that you can do, and I challenge you to do this. So spend some time, worrying time, distracting thought time. Now I'm going to guide you now through a meditation using a breathing technique to help you manage worry or distracting thoughts. So go ahead and sit up straight and I'll guide you through the meditation. Straighten your spine. Begin to relax the parts of your body where you're likely to hold stress. Close your eyes gently. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck and your shoulders. Relax your chest and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward, whichever feels most comfortable to you. Relax your stomach, feel it soften and hang out. Very nice. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. How do you feel? You are doing such a good thing for yourself right now. Notice your breath. And as you breathe, as always, feel your abdomen rise a little bit upward because your stomach should be soft. And feel it sink back down as you exhale. Inhale, feel it rise upward just a little bit. Exhale, feel it sink back down. Spine is straight. Shoulders, jaw, stomach are relaxed. Eyes are gently closed and slightly elevated to keep your thoughts uplifted. Now, this breathing technique is a double breath. So you're going to inhale quickly, just two quick breaths through your nose. And you're going to pause for the count of four. And then you're going to exhale two quick breaths through your nose. And this is a cleansing type of breath. So as you think about whatever is distracting you, bring it to mind. Bring it inward and upward, focusing on your thoughts. Inhale with two short, quick breaths. So it will kind of be, I don't know if you could hear that, but just inhale quickly for two breaths right now, thinking of what you want to release. And then hold the pause between the inhale and the exhale for the count of four. Now exhale through your nose with two short, quick breaths through your nose. Let me do this for you. And I'm going to do this in the microphone, so hopefully you can kind of hear it. I'm going to inhale sharply through my nose for the count of two. Hold that breath for the count of four. Exhale sharply through my nose to the count of two. So you can hear what it sounds like. You can do it along with me. Okay, we'll go ahead and begin. So inhale two sharp inhales through your nose. Hold for four. Exhale sharply through your nose twice. So now let's do this together for a few rounds. spine straight, eyes closed gently, stomach, jaw, shoulders relaxed. Think of what you want to release. Inhale through your nose, two sharp breaths. Hold. Exhale, two sharp breaths through your nose. Inhale quickly. Think of what you want to release. Exhale twice through your nose as you let your breath out. Inhale twice through your nose. Hold for four. Exhale for two. Inhale for two. Hold. Exhale. Very nice. How do you feel now? You can continue doing this breath, relaxing your body, releasing distracting thoughts as they arise, spending a little time with them before you release them. I'll stop the meditation. You'll hear the music stop. And this is your cue to continue meditating for as long as you feel comfortable, always ending the meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.